among the green and white of the clover, a shining little sun, even when the day is done or clouds pass over.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that are connecting in this moment. We are connecting to the Giving Tree, and we are simply going to connect to the gift of giving someone your ear, meaning that allowing them the space to listen to them authentically and with presence as we explore the possibility of what occurs when we show up and really pay attention to what's unfolding. You might be surprised at the gifts that you will receive during this process. So we entered in with this song called Dandelion, and what I'd love for us to do is to just contemplate why listen. Oftentimes we're so busy in our life, and especially with a lot of these interrupts we have going from a lot of different screen environments to fast pace, moving from one place to the next, and then back into presence. It's hard to move so rapidly into these different situations and be present. So it does take practice, and it's a muscle you have to exercise, and sometimes you might be in a place where you have to listen maybe all day long, and when you come back to be with the people that you love or spend time with in the evenings, you may not have it within you to listen in that moment. So we'll talk a little bit about how you can give yourself some space and then come and be fully present. What I'd love for us to do is we connect to the dandelion. Many of you probably know of the lore of blowing on the dandelion and wishes coming true. And it's kind of asking the dandelion to listen to you and plant the seeds for what you're wishing for. And it's fun to do that and partake in that. And then also you're doing something really yummy for the environment, in the sense that more dandelions can grow and nourish the soil. And then we can have more dandelion tea. So while we play this song by Kasang Marstrand, Dandelion, allow yourself just to flow with the music. It's very light and youthful. And think about, could you give someone the gift of listening? And what would occur when you did that if you did it with a lot more presence and removing yourself from any need in that moment? When we come back, we'll dive in a little deeper to listening.
Dandelion, dandelion, golden and bright, among the green and white of the clover, a shining little sun, even when the day is done or clouds pass over. Thank you. guess everyone must tell their hopes and dreams to you.
So expressing your hopes and dreams, Dandelion. So if you notice within the art of a conversation, outside and inside of potentially business, family, and relationships, that basically all we want as a human species is to be heard. When I'm working with people one-on-one, oftentimes there's a complaint within communication. Either someone's talking too much, or someone's not talking enough, or you're not being heard. And this is because if you open up those listening ears and open up your heart and really bring presence into that moment, that you have the opportunity to really figure out what's happening there and listen and hear. This can be very beneficial into all aspects of your life, not just in relationship, meaning intimate relationship, but also within your dynamics, within family and extended family members. You'll find that maybe you don't need to react to as many situations that you normally would have, and it will also promote the cultivation of compassion. So if you're in a place where you want to be selfless and or are moving towards being selfless, that you can simply give by listening with presence, emptying the mind, and showing up. So that's what that dandelion's doing. It's showing up and listening to your dreams, your wishes, your hopes, and then saying, go ahead, let me no longer be, so you can have what you need. So imagine if we went through life that way, saying, hey, sister, brother, what do you need? And, oh, yes, let's make that happen, and I hear you, and I fully support that. So this is what happens in a listening council, where everyone comes together and they just listen. And they don't comment, they don't try to give advice, they don't place judgment, they're just listening with an open heart and open ears. You can take this outside of that type of environment and show up in every moment of your day and really realize that we don't have to speak as much as we do, and we're going to learn a lot more about the people that we're hanging out with if we stop and pause and listen. So part of the benefits of listening are, there is a feedback loop immediately for you, is that one, when you listen with your full attention, you are communicating respect to the person that you're listening to, that you honor them and you're showing up and being present with them. Also, you're also giving that person the opportunity to speak and release whatever is happening for them, and you're not making the focus on you. And a perfect example is if you're in a situation where people are asking you a lot of questions and you've been talking about yourself for a long time, make a point to stop and say, okay, I'm going to ask them a question, and get the conversation going in another way so it feels reciprocal. And then you can start listening too. Most people really need that opportunity to be heard, and some people will take as much airtime as they can get because it's really important for them. And be compassionate that maybe they've never been heard. The other benefit of really listening is you can really understand what's needed, you can listen to the information, and you can really distill down maybe for the other people that were not paying attention. Perfect example I had, just was reminded of a meeting that I was in. Someone came in and heard one bit of information, walked away, hadn't received rest of the information. So, of course, that's the only information they heard and didn't hear the rest of the arc. So there can be misconceptions, misunderstandings in that situation. And what I really encourage is if you hear something and you don't get it or you don't understand, go back to the people that you heard it from or express your concern to those people rather than to someone else that wasn't there. This is how we don't create confusion within communication and or create stories that are not completely true. So when we listen, then we can hear and we can repeat back what we heard. When also the other benefit of listening is that people are going to feel like you really care and that everything's not just about you, that you really have an open heart, and they'll have more of a comfort level and trust to confide and express to you. In addition, this is going to deepen your relationships in all settings, and if you can come from a place of non-judgment, that trust is even going to deepen further, and those roots and levels of intimacy are going to increase. In addition, there will be more clarity within the conversation. If you take the time to really hear what's being said, then you can distill down what's happening, and then you can also state your truths. If something's going in a way that you don't feel aligned with your inner self, you can really express that, and you'll have the opportunity to do that. So think about if you're ready to give a little kindness, and also think about those moments in your life where you have been grateful that people have listened to you and taken the time to spend with you. I see this more than not, that people are really busy, or they'll stay away from someone they know that maybe is in a lot of in a difficult way maybe in their life right now because they don't have time or space. Sometimes that's all someone needs. It's just a good listening ear for a moment. I have a great friend that we reciprocate that way and really check in and say, okay, can I speak now? Are you done? Do you need to be listened to a little bit more? If you can cultivate these type of relationships, you'll really value them, and you'll know that that's a true friend or person or companion that you can go to, and that you're constantly going to be heard, and you'll reciprocate the same thing back to them. What we're going to do right now is we're going to shine a light on Nemo. He has the Empty Hands music label. It's a beautiful project. The link's below. We're going to listen to a song, Grateful. And as you do, I want you to bring into your mind's eye everyone that you're grateful for that really showed up and listened to you, and think about how many people that might be, and if it's not that many, think about how many people you can listen to and what that immediate feedback loop will be, all those benefits that I just shared. And then we're going to shine a light on a few more things, and then we'll wrap up the segment of Giving Tree.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize. Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Thank you. I look deep down and feel all the blessings. Everything I am and everything I see. Everything I hope and everything I dream. Everything I feel and everything I be. I'm grateful for it all. It's amazing. Everything I am and everything I see. Everything I hope and everything I dream. Everything I feel and everything I be. I look deep down and feel all the blessings. Everything I am and everything I see. The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
So gently bringing it back to here and just connecting to what you're grateful for in this moment and realizing that when we listen, when we're present with someone, so say you know that someone is having problems or a situation that you have the opportunity to just simply give by listening. You don't have to solve their problems. You don't even have to give them any feedback, meaning that more than not, they just want to be heard. So if you show up that way, we do this when we go into the sweat lodge, we're all there collectively clearing things for ourselves and welcoming in, praying and meditating, and we're holding that for one another. We're really holding that for each other. And that's something that we can do in every moment, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful place to be in. So, oh, this is so great. I just picked up the book, The Gift, Poems by Hafiz, the great Sufi master, and these are translations by Daniel Ladinsky. These poems always bring me back to late Dr. David Simon, because he was a big Hafiz fan. So it puts a smile on my face. So I just opened the book, and I love serendipity. So this is on page 171 if you have a copy of it, and it's called Two Puddles Chatting. Perfect topic. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to shine a light on a few other organizations on how you can help out and a little bit more on listening. So two puddles chatting. It rained during the night, and two puddles formed in the dark and began chatting. One said, "Is it so nice to at last be upon this earth and to meet you as well? But what will happen when the brilliant sun comes and turns us back into spirit again? Dear ones, enjoy the night as much as you can. Why ever trouble your heart with flight when you have just arrived and your body is so full of warm desires? And look, so many meadows of soft hair are planted upon you. Why ever trouble yourself with God when He is so unjudging and kind, unless you are blessed and live near the circle of the Perfect One?" So there you have it, two puddles in a conversation going back and forth about enjoying the moment, and honestly just opened up that page. So if you contemplate what can happen when we're not present, that's the other aspect that happens when we listen actively, is that we're thinking about the sun coming up when we could just be there in that moment in the evening and not worry about what's going to happen next. That we can actually see what can transpire right there within that exchange. So if you're inspired, you can give a little just by listening, and I really inspire you to think about listening in the most unusual places. If you have someone at the grocery store talking to you, the checkout clerk, really be present if they have something to say. People might come up to you and ask you things. See if you can listen to them, look them in the eye, and give them your heart for that moment. And that might be the most generous thing you do for those people. And it might be the first time that they ever felt heard. And that's all we simply want, more than not. as I've mentioned over the past couple segments, I like to shine a light on a couple organizations that are doing hand-to-hand giving. In addition to this topic of listening, there's been this video that I've linked a couple times. It's called Look Up, and it's had millions and millions of views. It just got posted in the middle of May, I think, or the middle of April. I can tell you exactly. It's by Gary Turk, and he published it on the 25th of April, so it has 38 million views since then. And it's talking about technology and our communication skills are being lost and what opportunities are being lost when we're engaged in a false world versus a digital world versus looking at the world around us. So take time, if you're inspired, to check out this video if you haven't already and just contemplate it. And then meet the situation with your ears, maybe not even your voice initially, and see what happens. And finally, to close out today, I want to, one, give thanks to the musical contributions of Nemo for Grateful Empty Hands Music. Check out his project. And also we have Kasang Marstron, Dandelion. If you see a dandelion still blooming up, maybe take a moment to listen to the dandelion, and instead of asking the dandelion to listen to you, you might be surprised. Finally, I want to shine a light on, we have an upcoming event at the Greek Theater. It's to rebuild the Philippines. There's going to be another event I just noticed from a surfer that he's doing June 8th, and the other one's, I think, in November. They have over a million people that have been displaced. This is one thing that people don't understand about the Philippines. Like 500,000 people can be displaced, meaning they have nowhere to live, and they just get up, move, and relocate, and they're used to this condition in their country. And really, it's one of the happiest places I've ever been on earth, and it's not Disneyland, it's the Philippines. It's not to say they don't have their problems, but the people are sincerely kind there. So that event is going on here in Los Angeles. You can buy tickets at the Greek Theater. Simple way, you'll be entertained, and we'll post other upcoming events. The Ayala Foundation is also hosting giving. You can give direct to them. They're a really beautiful family. Give to Asia has additional ways to give to the Philippines to help rebuild. Just do your research. Also, we have the families that have been affected in Washington. You can give to the Church of Earth. I think that's right. I'm saying it backwards. You can give to them. Church of the Earth. I said it right. To Robin Youngblood. They are getting the money out to all the families, and take the moment to really contemplate that. And then in addition, we have, I think, about 50 houses that have just burnt down in San Diego, California. If you're in these areas, you can go and drive stuff in and see if you can give it hand-to-hand yourself, and then see what else self-organizes out of there. Just want to really inspire us that where we are in the ground, see if you can give direct. And if not, I've named out a couple organizations and activities that you can participate in to assure that you are giving to a place that is going to get to those in need. We are, I think, at a wrap for today. So take some time. If you're inspired, listen to a tree, listen to a friend, listen to a stranger, and see what happens. And report back. Please feel free to email me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. In addition, if you know of any organizations that are doing some amazing things, hand-to-hand giving with an open heart, or people that are doing unique things, please send me a email and let me know about them. I'd love to celebrate them. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a soft smile too, and a deep bow. Namaste to all of you. Until next time, be simply.
Dandelion, dandelion, golden and bright, among the green and white of the clover. shining little sun. Even when the day is done or clouds pass over,